All right. Good morning. Good morning. It is time for children's story. And as Brother Ray gets ready to come up and give that story, how are you guys doing today? All right. It is good to see you guys today. What's your name? Okay, thank you. Oh, you want to?
Jubilee.
Okay. All right. I'm going to try to have a short story for you guys today. But let me get my story paper. For those that know me, I have a 5-page story. Equate that to my sermon. All right. Who knows what good character means? Good? Yes, right. Good, yes. We're supposed to have, yes. Jesus is always the right answer. We're supposed to have a character like Jesus, right? You guys want to hear a story about Marco the mouse? Yes? Marco is a Seventh-day Adventist mouse. I'm going to tell you a little bit about him today, okay? Let me look at the time. Okay. We'll be out of here by 12. Here we go. All right. Look at the picture. See that guy? Top picture? That is Marco. And he's walking home, right? Yes. Does anybody here ever walk home? No? Well, he has to walk home every day. And when he's walking home, he saw something on the sidewalk. What did he see on the sidewalk? Cheese, no. He didn't see cheese, but that's a good guess. As a mouse, that's what I would be looking for. You think he tripped? Okay, he saw a rock. Yes, he saw a rock on the sidewalk. Guess what he did? No, he didn't trip this time. That's right. He kicked the rock. And it jumped a little bit. So he kept walking home and he met the rock again. What do you think he did this time? He kicked that rock again. And he kept following that rock going home. And this one time the rock was set up just right. Just right. And he kicked it and it just went sailing. Ever see that happen? It was going. It was like a football. It was like one of those football dudes. What's his name? Peyton Manning or somebody that could kick a football far? And it was just going, and he's watching it, and he has this big grin on his face, and all of a sudden, crash. It hits the neighbor's window. Crash. I know, that's exactly what he did. He's like, oh, OMG. Oh, my goodness. What do you think he thought right then? Hey, don't get so far ahead in the story. He was scared. That's the truth. He got scared. He broke the window with a big rock. There's a hole in the window. The owner hadn't come out yet, but he knew he was home because he heard the TV on and he heard Transformers on TV. Right? So somebody was home and he got scared. What do you think he did?
Got in trouble.
You think he got in trouble? That's to come soon, but not just yet. What do you think he did?
The girl came out. He broke the neighbor's window.
He broke the window. He got scared. He should have gone and knocked on the door and said, I broke your window. I'm sorry. But he took off running. Heading home. Yep. Yeah. He was scared, so he just ran. You see him running home? Top picture, you see him running? Yes. He's running and hiding at the same time. But he gets home. Look at the second picture. He's looking out the window. His window isn't broken. He's looking out that window, hiding by the curtain because he's scared, and he says, that was a close call, but I got home. And guess what? Nobody knows what I did. is what he thought. He thought he was safe. So what now? See, we're there too. Have you all heard this story before? Yeah. So that night he goes to bed, and look at that. He should be sleeping, but what's he doing? Top picture. What's he doing? Hey, that's the next one. Look at the top picture. What's he doing? Yeah, he's just sitting up in bed. He can't sleep. Why can't he sleep?
Because he broke the window.
Because he broke the window, and he feels guilty because he didn't go tell the truth. Has anybody here ever broken a window? I've broken a lot of windows. I know. Yeah? So he's feeling really guilty now because he didn't tell the truth. And then what's the next picture? That's breakfast the next morning. What's going on there? He's sitting with mom and dad. And he says, "Mom, Dad, I have to tell you something. I did something bad yesterday. I was kicking a rock, and I didn't mean to, but I broke Mr. What's-His-Name's window." Yes. That's right, you know. And I feel. Window. Can you hear me now? Shall I start over from page one? No. Hey. So he broke the window. He tells mama that, "I broke the window. I'm so sorry. I felt terrible. I couldn't even sleep last night." Because I broke the window. Yes. And mom says, what's mom say? She said, "Chester, that's your son. You take care of that." Yes, I know. So now he's looking at dad and he's scared. And dad says, "I'm very disappointed, son. I read the Bible to you and I told you the stories about telling the truth and doing the right thing. And this here is disappointing." What do you think Marco said? Yes, he said, "I'm so sorry, and that's why I'm telling you. I want to do the right thing. I will pay to fix the window." And dad said, "You will pay. Boy, you don't have a job. How are you going to pay?" "What? $5,000. You have a really good allowance. $1 million. Okay, so here's the thing. Marco said, "I will fix the window. I will work after school and do chores and earn money, and I will fix it. I would like to go tell Mr. What's-His-Name the truth, because it's really troubling me." And you know what dad said? "I'm proud of you, son. You're doing the right thing." You know what mom said? "That's my son." You see? Anyway, that's another story for another day. So he leaves after breakfast and he walks down the sidewalk straight back to Mr. What's-His-Name's house. He can see the broken window there with a piece of duct tape across it. And he goes and he knocks on the door. And Mr. What's-His-Name opens the door. Shall I rename him Window? Mr. Window opens the door. And Marco was? He was
what? Scared of the window? He was scared of the neighbor.
He was scared of the neighbor. He was scared he was going to get in more trouble. And he said, yes, somebody broke his window while he was watching Transformers and they didn't come tell him. Of course he was mad. So anyway, he said, "What do you want?" Marco said, "Mr. What's-His-Name, I'm so sorry. I broke your window yesterday." Okay, I'm sorry. "Mr. Window, I broke your window yesterday. You guys have a lot of questions." Okay, focus on me. Hey, focus on me. Hey, you. I'm pulling him back. Look at that. Pax. Who broke the window?
Neighbor.
No, Marco. Who broke the window?
Marco.
That's right. So he says, I'm sorry. I broke your window. I'll fix it. Mr. What's-his-name says, you're a terrible kid. How do you break my window and not even let me know? And he says, I know. It's because I was scared, but I want to tell the truth. I'm going to fix the window. I'm going to pay for it. And he says, he looks at him and he says, okay. Well, that's different. This ain't the first broken window I've had. All right, then. Let's find a different picture. You want to see a different picture? You do? Look at him with the red hat. What's he look like?
A cowboy.
Okay. What's he look like? He looks angry. He looks angry. All right, we're way too long into the story. Let's wrap this up. So listen, the window gets fixed. Let's find one last picture. What do you see here? What's going on? That's a new window. There's no crack. And what are they doing? They're happy. You know what? You want to see? Okay, so listen. What's this all about? What's this story all about? Things happen. You make mistakes. You break things. Sometimes you don't tell the truth and you get scared. But you have to tell the truth. You have to do the right thing the way mom and dad showed you. And in the end, maybe you do get in a little bit of trouble, but it works out because God will always take care of you as long as you wanted to do the right thing. Amen? All right, let's have a word of prayer. The story? Not a chance. All right, let's pray. Father, we thank you for the story shared this morning. We thank you for the lesson that we are to tell the truth, we are to be honest, and we are to have courage as your children. As we go back to our seats, I pray that the story will stay with us in the coming week. In Jesus' name, amen.